Mr. Grab, is there modifications, additions, or deletions to the agenda? I hope not additions.
No addition.
Oh.
Item 7, Ron Savage, requesting that be removed. The violation has been resolved.
Okay.
Bonnie Cross, item 8, that protest has been resolved, so staff can issue that permit administratively, so we'll remove that. And item 10, Baymar Construction Corporation, there is no health department approval for that because the law prohibits the commission issuing a permit until that has occurred. We're asking that that item be pulled pending VHD approval.
Okay, has Baymar been informed of that? Do they know what's going on as far as that's concerned? All right, very good.
And I don't know whether you want to act on the Birchwood request for continuance.
We do, is it? Right. Yes, sir, we do want to act on that, on the request for continuance.
Okay. As Birchwood Motel had requested a continuance, late yesterday afternoon, you granted that continuance. The parties were advised. We have not set a date. I had sent an email to Mr. Alveston, who's the Attorney General, Assistant Attorney General, who's handling this, as to whether or not he had any potential avoid dates in July, August, or September on the fourth Tuesday. I have not heard from Al. So assuming then that he has no prior court dates or commitments, I think it's up to the commission to reschedule or defer it to a date certain so that we can advise all parties of that.
Okay. And is anyone here on that case? And just so the record can be clear, the continuance was made by counsel for Birchwood late yesterday afternoon, which is the reason I did not have the opportunity to inform the commission prior to this morning, or I would have done that. And since it was an issue that has been sent back on remand, I want to make sure that all the individuals involved have a fair opportunity to review all the materials that will be presented during the briefing. So that was the reason for my allowing the matter to be continued. And I guess, Mr. Grab, once you find out what Mr. Alveston's schedule is, we can update the commission, let them know what's going on as far as...
All right, so that, at this point, you're just tabling it indefinitely, and councils will work out an appropriate date?
I'll defer to council real quick. There is no statutory requirement that this remand be heard within a certain period of time if it's at the request of the applicant, is it, David?
That's correct.
Okay. So it is tabled until we hear from Mr. Alveston. You get with Mr. Alveston and Mr. Martingale, and the sooner the better as far as I'm concerned, but at the same time, I want everyone to be in a position to acknowledge that they're adequately prepared for that case.
Okay.